Overheard at Yoga is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog. Okay, so welcome back to Overheard at Yoga. I'm really excited today because I have someone that I truly admire. I think she is wicked brilliant and I feel really lucky to know her. Karen Burns, please introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you.
Yes, my name is Karen Burns and I have moved to Boise just about 11 years ago and I'm lucky enough to be a member of Hollywood Market Yoga studio where I have done the majority of my yoga practice. My professional life, I work in taxation technology, which is an interesting field that a lot of people don't really know about, where I work with really complicated taxpayers and large corporations and help them collect and compile their taxation information and then file it around the world. So it's incredibly complicated and stressful for sure.
Yeah.
So yoga has helped me in many ways kind of like manage the intensity of that by giving me this outlet outside of work where you can really have the ability to just disconnect from what is going on in the outside world and just come into the studio and think about nothing.
I love that about yoga as well. Get into the moment. And I was just thinking of when I first met you and you were coming to yoga, you would come in just like anyone else, like come in, sign in and go get ready for class. And I feel like when you come in now, I'm like, tell me everything that's going on in your life. And I want to hear everything. And I just think you're so inspiring. And after our time together in Nicaragua, when we did 2 weeks of yoga training together, when I really got to know you a little bit better, I was just so intrigued by your ability to create goals and vision and execute them. And I thought that that is a superpower that you definitely have.
Yes. And it's so interesting that you said in the beginning, I kind of just went into class and didn't really share who I was or anything. And that was because at that point in my life, I was in a very dark place. I was for many, many years trying desperately to transform and failing miserably at times, because of my past experiences before I arrived in Boise in 2010, I had PTSD and untreated alcohol addiction for many years. And I constantly tried to utilize yoga because I've heard so many people say yoga helped them and healed them. And so for years I tried, but I wasn't open about what I was struggling with. I just went to class and I tried on my own. And that I have learned through the last 4.5 years of my journey of that the ability to share what is truly going on is what has transformed my life. And it was the ability to feel safe enough in Hollywood Market to be honest about the pain I was going through that then I could share the transformation that I did. And so when I first started going to yoga, I was well over 200 pounds. I couldn't do any of the poses, and I couldn't do the eagle pose for like 8 years. And I kept trying. When I first moved to Boise, I had just come from a traumatic divorce, and I had a miscarriage at the same time. And I initially started by going to some gentle class in downtown, and then I went to another hot yoga studio and had really bad experiences. And it wasn't until I went to the Sun Valley Wellness Festival that I felt able to say, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to continue no matter how hard it is, or if I feel uncomfortable in the studio, like being so overweight, I did want to hide.
How did the Sun Valley Wellness Festival inspire you to make that decision?
It was Glennon Doyle. I don't know if you've listened.
Yes.
Yeah, she was a speaker.
Oh my gosh.
So I got to hear her speak way back in 2015, before it was like on her book tour for one of her first books. And she said that she just kept going. Like, she just kept going to yoga. And it didn't, like, that she just kept going, and that, like, eventually it clicked. And so she really helped me understand that, like, maybe it's not going to happen right away. And then that was 2015, the summer of 2015. I also heard Rich Roll speak at that conference, who, and they're both sober. And so they really, really helped me understand that the more I was continuing to drink, kind of the more disconnected I would be in my mind, body, and spirit. And that they were amazing and powerful and, you know, just such inspirations, that hearing her say that, you know, she just kept going back, I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep going back. And it was going back to Hollywood Market and hearing Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
That he finally... I felt safe.
What did Gabriel say?
Just his voice. The way that he was teaching in the hot hour, that, like, I was like, I don't feel unsafe here, right? Because in the other experiences that I had, I always felt, and I don't know if that happens for a lot of people.
I think it does.
PTSD.
I know some people say that they feel even unsafe in Shavasana. In Shavasana, you're laying on your back and you're open to the universe. And I've heard people say, I like to close my eyes and be so open and vulnerable in a room full of people is terrifying to me. And so instead, they'll go into a child's pose or a fetal position. Or one woman said she would just cross her arms over her body and just wait for the teacher to just say namaste and it would be over.
I know. And I think that's probably the hardest part of the whole thing, is that when so many other people love yoga, right? And they feel so safe, and they talk about how their heart is opening and all the chakras and all, and you feel nothing but fear and like, what the hell are these people talking about? But keep going back, right? Like Glennon was just like, keep going back. And that I didn't really understand that what was happening in my body at that time. I didn't understand that I had PTSD and that I was treating my symptoms with alcohol. And so it was just making it way worse. But being able to have a tiny, tiny moment of like, okay, this is a brief second of what these other people seem to feel all the time. They feel like they love it and they feel safe. And so it was in those classes with him that I was able to feel a safety for a small second, right? And that hope kept me going when I was dying. When I was dying, on the outside, it looked like, you know, Karen is doing well.
Because your career is going
great
well.
Great job. She has two houses. I had the art business.
You were invited on the Today Show.
Yes. And after the Today Show, that was when I really was like, something has to change. That was, a lot of people think their rock bottom, you know, or their rock bottom is jail or DUI or mine was seeing myself on national television and seeing how unhealthy I looked and remembering how unhealthy I felt that morning and just saying, I will do anything. I will literally do anything to transform and get this weight off of me because I was so uncomfortable and in so much pain. But still, even then, that was in July of 2016, I had tried the 30-day challenges for, I don't know, years at that point, all different kinds of like pure bar challenges and yoga challenges, and I never completed one, like ever. And then that fall, I was able to complete the challenge, but because I hadn't gotten any help, I just stopped. I just, you know, as best I could, kind of like white knuckled my way through it. And I was able to complete that challenge. And then it got worse, right? So I had to.
Your drinking got worse. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because
I didn't have any help. I didn't really get help. I just stopped.
You wanted to do it on your own.
Yeah, I didn't really understand. I didn't understand that in order for me to stop hurting myself, I actually had to address the underlying trauma.
Ah, there it is.
And not just stop.
Yeah.
Numbing myself.
Yes.
And actually deal with what happened to me.
Oh, powerful.
Yeah. So then
how did you come to realize that you needed to deal with some underlying thing?
I think deep down I always knew, you know, that I had gone through a tremendous amount of abuse and trauma in my body, right? Because like when you have a miscarriage, a lot of people don't talk about this, but it is significant, like it's trauma in your body. And so I had, thankfully, a therapist who helped me he's been in doing yoga himself for like 50 years.
Okay.
And so he taught me that the more you're doing yoga, Karen, the more your body is like asking for you to stop drinking. It is asking for you to be well. It is speaking to you. And the more you do yoga, the higher your consciousness rises, the more dramatic the lows of when you fall back. And that like that path forward for me had to involve inpatient treatment and a tremendous amount of individual therapy to deal with the underlying issues. And that most people in our country, unfortunately, don't have access to that type of care and that knowledge. And a lot of times we're continuing to just kind of repeat patterns, but escape with different things. So you might give up. And for me too, like I gave up alcohol, but then I got really into my work and then really into losing weight. And there's always these little obsessions that arise, but yoga helps me kind of find peace in the chaos of this world that we live in which everything is saying, look at me, look at me, look at me, give me my attention. When I go into yoga, I can bring myself to calmness and focus on what actually connects my mind, body, and spirit. And then I can leave with a peaceful way forward instead of like a chaos in my mind.
Have people noticed different things about you and said that to you? Like,
yes,
you're different. Something's going on.
Oh, yes. Like even just recently, I started a new position at my company and, you know, multiple people that are in my new team are like, your energy is so different than the typical energy because you have a positivity. And so many of my coworkers now, they know that I'm up early and I'm doing yoga, and even my coworkers in India, they're like so excited and they can feel the shift in me from these. You know, I've been at the same organization now for 13 years, and most of that I was very sick. and just like you said, kind of closed off.
Yeah.
And now I'm able to be more open and share what is really going on. And that allows other people the freedom to do the same.
Yes.
And that being able to do things that I didn't think were possible. Like I never thought it would be possible to go to Nicaragua.
Oh my gosh.
And Belize. Mm-hmm. And not drink a beer, right? But I did it, and I had yoga there to calm me down when my, you know, just like the anxiety or whatever it was, just the desire in the past that I could not control. I was unable to control it. Now I can just
take a pause maybe before you just get reactive.
Yes. And pause and say, even if I need to just be alone, I don't need to. I don't need any substance. I don't need a substance or another thing to get me through the experience. Like I can feel the feelings. I can just feel it.
And you can acknowledge them. Whereas before, I wouldn't even know what I was feeling. There'd be a shift. I don't know what it is. And I would reach for whatever that thing was that was unhealthy for me or reactive for me. And then when I started to recognize, I'm having a feeling. Okay, pause. What is that feeling? Okay, where's that feeling coming from? And I used to never do any of that.
I know.
I would so just silly. Like go drinking. I'd go eat everything in my refrigerator. Oh, yeah. Stay up way too late. I wouldn't know how to handle myself.
Yeah, totally. And it's such a gift to be able to know that you can go to yoga when in the past I would just go on autopilot, right? And so part of my recovery has been picking a keystone habit, which I heard about from the book The Power of Habit. And so when I was in treatment, I picked a keystone. This sounds like so nerdy, but like you said, the ability to like set a goal, set a vision, and then like create the goal that I wanted is a lot of it is due to like this extensive amount of research that I've done on change management, and like my pet position has been implementing complex change. And so how do you actually do it as you have to break through the status quo.
Okay.
And so the status quo for me was like, I feel something and then I'm especially like Friday night, right? Like mm-hmm. I am going out to happy hour because that's my favorite. And so picking a keystone habit allowed me to have like a go-to. Instead of going out to happy hour on Friday, I went to yoga. And I went to yoga whenever I felt like, you know, in the past I would have drank or gone out to dinner. I just went to yoga instead. And that's like with Glennon saying that, like, just keep going. I was like, kind of like formally picked hot yoga to be my new keystone habit.
Yes.
Which I don't think a lot of other people look at it like so technically, but I think because of my background and training, like I was able to kind of utilize this nerdiness in my technology brain to say, I'm implementing my sobriety like I would implement a software solution. And there's just like not very many people with the background that I have in change management that try to implement it into recovery. So that's how I've been able to kind of simplify it to say, I don't need a million different solutions. For me, I just kind of need one thing that I can go to and simplify it to say, in the past, if I was on a business trip and everyone was going to the bar, well, I'd be right there with them. But like, I actually was like, no, I'm going to yoga. And it made it so simple for me because, and it could be whatever person's keystone habit is, but to just kind of have a new auto response. And to, in that moment, know that, like, I can break through that status quo. And you only have about, like, 4 seconds.
To make that decision.
Yeah. Like your brain will want to go back to the old way. Your subconscious wants what it wants. But by saying, and having that, like, breakthrough of, like, there's a moment where you're, like, am I going to do what I used to do, or am I going to move forward with the new path? And that knowing that, you know, it's that split second decision. And I've had to like break relationships, break the status quo of who I was in so many areas of my life to say, I'm actually not going to do what I used to do. I'm going to be over here and I'll be alone if I have to. And you guys can all go and do that, but I will be alone because I have to live.
Yeah.
So it's been an interesting journey that like I never really realized how and I, you know, for many years I just thought it was impossible. And then I look at myself today and I'm like blown away.
I'm so inspired by you all the time. And every time you come into the studio, you have a beautiful spirit about you and you share with me and tell me what's going on in your life. And I'm always right. excited to hear about it. And I'm so grateful that you came on my podcast today. And I have to ask you, what have you overheard at yoga?
Oh, overheard at yoga. I think the most important thing I overheard was what Glennon said, that like, just keep going back.
Just keep going back. What yeah. books would you recommend for people?
Oh, one
that
of
helped
my,
you. Yeah.
Let's see here. Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. That book I got in when I was in rehab, and I got obsessed with this book. And Dr. Joe Dispenza, I met him in Sun Valley
you
Wellness.
Met him?
Yeah,
oh
like a few
gosh.
Years ago, he was the keynote speaker,
get
and I got
here.
My book signed, and so. For so long, you know, there's so many labels and words where people can say, you're an addict, you're an alcoholic, you're codependent, you're this. And I went to the bookstore when I was in treatment and I was going to buy like Codependent No More or something. And then I just saw this book that was like Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And I was like, that is what I need to do. That is what I need to do. I need to break the habits that hurt me. And so his book, like I ended up writing a book report upon it in rehab because I just had to figure out it's a pretty challenging book to read. It's not like an easy read. It wasn't for me, but it teaches you that like the way the authentic self is generally, there is a difference between the authentic self that we are and the projection that we're putting out into the world. And that the further away these things are from each other, the more like pain that we're in and when we're trying to cover up. But if we can allow ourselves to let the authentic person, you know, be free to be in this world, we will have more peace because we won't be trying to hide and cover up the parts of ourselves that we feel ashamed of. And so this book was most likely the most important book I've ever read because it really gets into the subconscious and that how powerful these auto responses are.
Wow.
That we're running most of the time, like 95% of the time on autopilot.
Yes.
Yeah. So that book I think is a really good one. Also Finding Ultra by Rich Roll. He talks about his journey from being like a workaholic attorney, like a 40 years old, and then his own transformation to becoming like the fittest man in the world.
What was that book called?
Finding Ultra.
Finding Ultra.
Yeah.
Well, where can people find you? Because don't you have a couple other podcasts that you do?
Yes, I put it on hiatus for a bit. I was doing my Simplified Sobriety, which is a holistic kind of wellness focused path to sobriety that I've been working on, but kind of took offline for a bit. But you can look at me on my website, KarenMBurns.com. It's KARIN. And in there, if you have any questions or need to talk to anyone about anything that we covered, there'll be a place where you can just drop me a line. And there'll be some more. So I'm still working on creating some new things, but the pandemic kind of threw me off track a little bit.
You're not alone.
You can definitely reach me through the website.
Are you on Instagram as well?
I took down my Instagram.
Oh, okay. Needed a break. I get it. I do too sometimes.
Well, yeah, because also I read a lot about another really good book is called Irresistible by Adam Alter. And this book really gets into detail about the overwhelming like the overwhelming, it's just the technology addiction that we are all like part of.
And I need to read that. I have a problem.
The hits that we're getting of the dopamine from the likes and the is the brain experiences it in a similar way to drugs and alcohol. And so I found social media to be like too changing my brain. And so that's why I took a break. I was like, this is controlling me. And I don't want it. So I took it down and like, I think that the platforms now are so powerful that if you want to have a book or anything, you have to kind of be involved with it. But I was too much for me. So I took it down last year and I'll go back into it again, but not at the extreme way that I was before. Cause it wasn't serving me.
That's so cool. It wasn't serving me, so I didn't do it. I love that answer. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll have all these details in the show notes where you can find Karen. Karen, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. This is great.
Bye, bye guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I want to hear from you. Please send me your overheard at yoga stories. Tell me about your yoga journey, what you love about your home studio, or the funny thing you overheard at yoga. Find me on Instagram at overheardat.yoga to submit. There are so many different styles of yoga and opinions about yoga, but the one thing I've seen in all my travels to different studios is yoga brings a community together. Namaste.